The Bloomberg administration has been working hard to expand the biking system in the city, but there are still serious growing pains as cyclists, pedestrians, and cars learn to share the roads in a city that never slows down. Julia Piper reports.
Since 2006, the New York Department of Transportation has more than doubled the city bike lane network. There are now over 225 miles of additional lanes, including 5 miles that are physically separated from the road. Artist and biking advocate Joe Sharkey says that credit for these changes should go to Critical Mass, a monthly bike riding event that celebrates cycling and bikers' right to the road.
Critical Mass for 12 years or something in New York was a huge ride. It attracted thousands of people and really built the community, which today we see the fruits of as the DOT lays down bike lane after bike lane.
But Sharkey says the number of participants in Critical Mass is down since a ride during the Republican National Convention in 2004, where police made over 200 arrests. Most were charged with disorderly conduct, though cyclists maintain that the ride was peaceful. Many people in the biking community say police continue to crack down on collective riding by writing tickets. So to keep the spirit of Critical Mass alive, Sharkey now helps organize an alternative group ride that starts around 7 p.m. from Union Square.
1 year ago, myself and some others, we said, well, let's start a ride on the first Friday instead of the last, and that's, you know, this is the 1 year anniversary of that, and no police show up because it's small and it's off the radar, but it's the exact same format.
Sharkey believes that to make all cycling more acceptable and less dangerous, there needs to be a greater appreciation of it.
There's a basic thing that I'm trying to lobby for now, right now, is get more police on bicycles. Just do it. I think that's going to send a message to motorists that bicycling is here to stay, and bicycles are a legitimate form of transportation, and, you know, you got to respect the people who are riding them and make sure that they're safe, because they're more vulnerable than you if you're in a car.
Despite the city's vastly improved bike network, the death of 23-year-old Jasmine Heron was a reminder that cyclists still need more protection. On the night of September 11th, Heron was riding her bike down Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn when a motorist opened her car door and knocked Heron into the path of the B45 bus. She was hit and died instantly. James Caldwell, president of the Brooklyn organization Build and the 77th Precinct Community Council, held a prayer vigil for Heron where bikers could ride in her honor.
When somebody's life been taken like that, it was certainly a tragedy. You feel that, you know, something needs to be done.
Caldwell was moved by Heron's death and wants to make biking in his community less life-threatening.
I want to form a committee for bicycle safety, you know, and start addressing that, because motorists, pedestrians, and bicyclists, you know, we need to all learn how to navigate, you know, using the same streets. And the only way to do that is with communication.
To get the conversation started, Senator Eric Adams held a public conference call on October 4th so that all members of the community could speak out on biking issues. Adams attended Jasmine Heron's prayer vigil along with City Councilwoman Letitia James and Assemblyman Hakeem Jeffries. They all pledged to modify legislation so that New York State driver's license applicants will be trained in bicycle safety. Activist Joe Sharkey was impressed.
I had never heard elected officials speak so passionately about the need for motorist education.
Nonprofit organizations like Transportation Alternatives and Open Plans have also been working hard to improve biking safety in New York. Michael Keating from Open Plans is helping create change by developing a software program called Open Trip Planner.
It will tell you, basically give you directions on your bike, and it will take into account things like topography and the relative safety of biking on different kinds of streets.
This spring, Transportation Alternatives reported the number of cyclists in New York is up 28% since 2009. But as the number of bikers has increased, so has the need for biking-related development. Keating agrees.
If you could imagine New York City with 50 times the bicyclists that it has now, that would be pretty amazing. And so I think that part of it's about physical infrastructure and part of it's just about cultural change. But we could be so much more bike-oriented today.
The city has slowly been adapting. And as biking becomes a more and more acceptable form of transportation, it also becomes safer and a lot more fun. Julia Piper, Columbia Radio News.